on the line.
Oh my god.
Don't mind that you can't see Colin's camera for some unknown reason.
He's destroying the evidence.
He's destroying the evidence.
Oh, I gotta make a chicken ad. Oh my gosh, it's over.
My man actually turned the camera off so he could make the bet.
Don't, bro, you, don't bro,
the corner's not even on!
The blanket is not big enough!
Oh, please donate money to Pancreas No Works membership on his channel so he can buy a bigger mattress, please. He needs
the
it.
Mattress is fine, the blanket isn't.
Blanket.
Just in case the cover.
Truly
okay,
suffering.
Silly start. What are we talking about today, guys? What's going on?
Beds.
What are we doing?
It's not Beds. Space Marines, Colin.
I'm so happy.
It's other imperial slop, but cool.
I like the guard. The guard's awesome. Yeah.
Full intro, boys. We're doing guard regiments. This is the first of probably many. There's so much to cover. If you're listening to Lore Crimes, I'm remembered to do it now. We are on Spotify. Where else are we on, Andy? Is it Apple?
We're also on Amazon Music, I believe.
Yeah, so if you want to listen to us offline in your eardrums, right? The bed will not be made in your eardrums.
Bed not clean. Thank you, Looney McShooty.
Thank you, Looney McShooty.
Thank you.
But I think before we begin the lore discussion today, we've got an important thing to discuss, which was the question of the week last week. I think, oh, ding
this
dong.
This guy's lighting up.
This guy's got
the plug.
People.
It's the plug.
Bro, you're a Warhammer fan. You don't have people to talk to.
It's Twitter. Shut up.
You got two phones. I don't want to get demonetized.
We do have a donation by Joseph Pollard. He says,
"Thank you.
Really tried to hide his crime and still failed at it." Truly an actual law, not a war crime, but the bed not being made.
This is a completely unrelated story. I'm going to say, though, a long time remind me of a time that my buddy's killed some random lady in D&D and stole all her money.
That sentence.
And then they came over and they piled all the money under the carpet. So it was a lump sized carpet, and they were surprised when they got found out. That just made me think of this situation. It was
truly
a demon fork and knife. But anyway,
I induced schizophrenia in a lady in D&D once.
Oh no!
Because her husband was giving me unpaid parking tickets.
It was a
Sith Lord parking ticket scam.
D&D, you can shoot the meter maid, and nobody can stop you.
Oh,
well, if you haven't committed unplanned murder in D&D, are you even playing the game?
In D&D.
That's what the question of last week, I believe it was, what would it Conrad Kurz would do for you?
Mm.
What crime
hashtag
would you commit?
#justice, I believe it was.
Yeah, hashtag justice. First one by absolute chat of the channel, absolute by Crimson Glory. He puts hashtag justice. I'd be burned alive for the crime of praying for Colin to no longer be, in quotes, down bad.
Wow.
Funny enough, there's a bit of a theme for that.
You're a true hero.
True.
New Jack PGM video.
True,
I am what
absolute
I am.
Glorious man. Next one was by @gumbo821. They said hashtag justice, improper merging or some other traffic offense. He tackled me through one door window and out the other using my carcass as a surfboard across the asphalt.
Lord.
I think of a donation by Donkey Man. He says, how much money does Lore Crimes make off of Colin slander?
Off of this stream so far, it's 100% of the donos.
It's probably literally 50% of our donos at this point.
We appreciate it.
Yeah, we also got the first DJ meme of the stream in the chat.
Yep.
It's Colin's favorite anime.
I'm afraid.
Oh, God. DJ Beast.
God damn
DJ it. Beast sent us a meme of me looking like actual Mr. Beast. I get it. I don't need any more.
I did send to him because he was like, he's doing like some Lovecraft stuff for you because you love your Lovecraft.
I know,
I was just like,
I shouldn't have said
you may have heard of Mr. Beast, but have you met Mr. Fish?
Kind of.
That's your name.
Back to kind of freaking.
What was it?
Oh
someone
my
said
god,
last
it's Crimson
time?
Glory.
Come
in
with
Crimson
Glory.
Glory.
From @PrivateSoftware, ever think about how your skeleton enemies and know you despite having no eyes or ears? The skeleton that's inside you is communicating that information skelepathically. God wants to be free.
Jesus,
The veins in your body are not wire managed properly. Tear them out. Tear them out.
There's plastic in your veins. You got to get them
there's
out.
There's bugs in your skin.
Don't buy tuna. Out your cable management with your veins. Yeah. Thanks for the donation, Crimson Glory.
Thank you, Crimson Glory. Excellent. Thank you, brother. The next one was by at Olquion. They said hashtag justice. Conrad would skin me alive for breaking into the Social Security office and changing Colin's name to Colleen.
God. All right. Now, that doesn't work now, but if you saw me in eighth grade, you would think I was... Listen, I had the longest hair, and there was at one point a dude in the store bumped in me and said, sorry, ma'am. And then I turned and looked at him, and my voice that's been this deep since I left my mother's womb just said, yeah, no worries.
What happened to my buddy with long hair was, like, leaving with my other buddy, and when he came back, my buddy's mom was like, asking me if he has a girlfriend and stuff now. And that, yeah. Long hair on the fellas is a blessing and a curse, it sounds like.
A work meet with some colleagues at work at an Indian restaurant in Guernsey, and then the guy was like, can I get you a drink, ma'am? And I went, I'll have a cider, please.
I mean, I don't want to pretty much shout out to the bingo cards and me saying something weird, but to quote Moist Critical, ass is ass. Truly.
That's the most reasonable thing you've said all of Lorecraft.
Yeah. Real.
We don't discriminate.
Where's that picture of Shadow the Hedgehog? No,
stop that. Stop.
That's an odd thing to say after this.
The next one is by at Law Criminal Celebrity here, DJ Beast. He put hashtag justice. I'd be skinned for cyberbullying Colin so much, rigging his Fortnite games against him, and destroying his most precious artifact, in brackets, Marathi body pillow.
It was you.
Heinous. Heinous. And the last one is at Rarest Pepe, another celebrity, says, Conrad Kurz would skin me alive if he ever discovered my Homestuck self-insert / fix. God. Which truly horrific.
Excuse me?
I think I had an aneurysm even just saying that out loud. But that was the question of the week. Thank you, everyone, for commenting. The next one is... you get to make your own regiment. Tell me everything about them with hashtag regiment. It can be ridiculous, silly, or if you want to be, you can do it serious, but you know, it could literally be the Marathi body pillow regiment, and they literally body people to death. Could be they only do WWE moves, whatever you want it to be.
They
could be called the suplexes, and they're only allowed to suplex their enemies to death, and it could be that much lore, or it could be a whole paragraph or a page. It's up to you. Go nuts. It
could be called the ex-wife. They whine you to death.
I expect some homebrew lore dumps. Maybe we could do a homebrew episode someday for the lore criminals.
That's hashtag regiment, though. But thank you, everyone, who did comment. The absolute slander that's putting our children through university and college. Thanks, Colin.
None of us have kids. Yeah. Don't thank me for that.
Yeah.
I'm warding off the baby crazy with all my might, but I can only ward it off for so long.
What is this? One day he'll be lost. Insane contingency.
he was hard. He was hiding the star portal, bro. Dom was hiding the star portal.
He was on Terra all along.
We've been going like 4 or 5 minutes and we're already at war criminals. Brilliant. Okay, cool.
Jesus.
Why not? Point.
Speaking of actual lore, though, today we're covering the first of probably many episodes on Ashram of the Taran Regiments. Who was taking it away for the first glorious ordinary human beings in the meat
real
grind of the
human
Imperium?
Beings, just like from Drive, the movie with Ryan Gosling.
Ryan Gosling.
We do have a. Crimson Glory, $5. Thank you. Blood Packs is the best guard regiment. Fight me. Low key, true. They're pretty cool. Before
to be
I go in,
the Blood Pack from Mass Effect.
Before I go in, we have. I'll post the DJ Beast meme that he's been requesting. It's got bald Colin in it.
I'm pinning that.
Dale had not seen season 4.
Oh my god, he said something way worse to me.
No.
Oh, man.
Wow. God.
I don't know how to upload images. Wait.
DJ Beast, you're gonna get us canceled.
There's a website.
The URL is too big, much like my head in that episode, that picture.
Document to say thank you for the $2. I'm schizomaxing this episode. Yeah, bro. I've been taking that freaking Psychopharma American pre-workout, and it's got me tweaking, as the kids say nowadays.
Has the stomach been rumbling from the pre-workout?
A little bit. It's a little bit. If I drink it too fast, it feels like I'm going to get like an ulcer or something, but it's okay. It's
drink
it's
coffee worth. To calm it down.
If you have too much of it, you're with the wary of the hot snakes.
What does that mean?
It comes out like hot snakes.
Oh, I do be having the
Andy, is this another poo. Is this a British term? Or
no,
is he
no,
things
that's,
up?
No. I just made that up.
It's a howlism, I think.
Yeah.
Oh god.
Oh yeah. If we were Trailer Park Boys characters, Hal would be Ricky, surely. Like that would be an edit. That a Trailer Park Boys edit, that'd be good.
I like the Andy guy who's always Mr. got a Jack Leahy. And Coke.
I'm getting a call from British Columbia. I will decline it. Thank you for the $5 donation, Stormy. Shout out to the guard and the dwarfs showing elves that no matter where they are, what, oh my gosh, chest movement,
oh my God.
What setting they're in, high explosive shells will find them. Yeah. I love dark elves.
Oh my word.
Well, there's oh my gosh. Donations. Thank you guys. You guys are truly,
very generous.
Generous.
The real ones. Ludi Mashudi, $5. Eli attacking a pancreasless man don't make you special, but does make you the funniest. Thank you, brother. I'd be stealing his insulin for maximum gains. Joseph Pollard, $5. Bro. Call in Astartes Anonymous when all of lore has been on there. Mm. What was called? Did you go on there yet, Colin?
I'm soon. Not, but I without spoilers, relatively soon, hopefully, maybe.
I was on. Last
bro,
week,
I want my turn.
It was very fun, and I told them to mention Fortnite and stuff, so hopefully they remember too. But Arch Warlock for $2, thank you. When are you going back to the normal vids?
Oh, good question, because we currently will be the quiz will be coming back not too long now. We've made plans for that, and also we are posting podcast episodes as remastered audio videos as well, so things will be kind of bit of a higher quality for you boys out there. So we are definitely we're pumping out more. We're coming back to quizzes and stuff.
The quizzes are coming. The quizzes and verses are coming.
We have a new idea for, like, I have an idea of how it will be in the format with live, which will be fun. So I have ideas. I have many plots. Tom Warren also donated $5.
Thank you, brother.
Dollary doos, I believe it was. At this point, the DJ Beast memes are the best part of Lorecraft.
True, we are the worst content.
He's carrying,
on this channel.
He's carrying us.
DJ Beast is the new, like, most funny person in Lorecraft. It wasn't Crimson, a high bar.
Sorry, the comment under that, Crimson Glory, says, Hal, as an American, I feel you hot snakes are the worst. What, as an American?
it's clearly not a British thing either. You've made it up.
Bro, slightly solid diarrhea is truly an epidemic.
Oh my gosh.
And Bloody Shirt Music donated $2 to saying how getting two birds stoned at once.
Is that how bad my conversation is?
It's not bad. It's just like baffling, I think, is a better word for it. It's just
I am
do
a
that cat name where they go, huh?
I figured out how to, well, DJ Beast made it work.
Nice.
Frame your posters.
Oh my
pushing
god,
50. What
is that?
I gotta check out this meme.
Me and
he said, I'm pushing 50. He's calling me old.
Oh my gosh, look at that. What?
Colin's
that's a new freaking young gene stealer.
Colin and Eli are like pretty
close. 25.
Yeah, like they're the youngest.
He's trying to fuck.
God, I just realized me and Sane conversation are social distancing. God.
Oh my gosh, you guys.
We need to get into the lore. Thank you for the donations, brothers. We're trying to get to
Master Bell Sound, Grimnar be praised. Thank you, Bunny Cop, $2. RB20 guy, $2. Late but here, where are Soul Driggers Vince? I don't care about the Soul
Soon, they're coming eventually, bro. I gotta finish all my Necron lore. And then the Talarn lore.
Oh,
and then maybe the Tau lore. And then the Soul Driggers, but they're coming, I swear.
Soul Drinkers overrated.
Shush you. Back to the manlet.
Okay.
You're shorter than I am.
Yeah. I'm the shortest, so that means I have the most authority in the pit.
He's
I
the king
over.
Of the pit.
I mean, to be fair, we would just if we were attacked, we would throw Eli at them first.
Oh, Arc Warlock,
you can jump off my shoulders.
You want a quiz related to Thrones of Decay?
Unfortunately, I only care about one character in that DLC.
Elspeth. It's who I have her model.
Is it Theodore?
No, it's Malachi.
Yeah, Malachi McCarson or whatever.
McKyson.
Sorry. How
dare you.
Dwarves. All right. Godric
and Felix is my special interest.
Just like
thank
twins.
You so much for the donations, brothers.
Thank you, Glasswater, for the $10. You guys are truly
it's so generous.
Like, keeping laughter. War crimes alive, literally.
Yeah.
Red Kashyyyk Regiment, Armageddon Legion, behead orcs, kill orcs, throw orcs into an industrial furnaces, kill orcs with their own shizzy weapons, shot at orcs with 20 pain blades, eat orcs for breakfast, 8 orcs. Good man.
Truly.
Good based. Man, straight from Armageddon. With that
sauteed
one.
Sauteed mushrooms and toast. Lovely.
Oh my gosh, you guys.
Sure.
Oh no.
This is just the chat. You guys, this is the chat's own episode.
This is donated.
Thank you. Colin, you're 25, I thought you were 42. Year forklift driver. Oh my gosh. 42 year old forklift driver.
I get that I'm aging like milk.
Like fine milk, brother. Don't let him keep you
down. Fine milk.
Aludi McShooty, all is 25-year-old in the Imperium. Maybe this guy is a perpetual. Oh, then the RB20 guy. I'm out of breath, man. Colin's penis is as valid as his bed-making skills. Sheesh.
Oh,
Lord. Oh, my gosh.
All right, I think we got like,
you know, I do still have some recording I need to do for my own channel. I think I'm just going to leave. Getting fucking bullied.
You're getting paid for it, though. This literally is a roast battle.
Are you saying, Hal, if you were sat on the edge of the street and you can just be like, just like shout at me for a pound, you'd do that? Like,
I already have the weirdest insults in this little, this murder of law crimes group.
All right, well, while Eli catches his breath, shall I do like an overview of Talon to start with?
Go for it.
If you want. I mean, it's pretty much going to be starting with you anyways, Andy, because the start of Talon lore is the Iron Warriors lore.
So, yeah, I mean, I'm going to do broad strokes with this because, I mean, there's a whole book about their main stuff, and going through that would take forever. And also, it would deprive the audience of reading or listening to the book themselves. So let's just get into it. So Talon Desert Raiders are the first regiment we're going to talk about today. We also got $2 from Zeno saying, Colin Shaved looks like the Skyrim courier. Yes, he does.
Jeez, that's the worst one.
Oh no. And one from Tom Warren for $2 redo saying, but Colin, mock you on your own channel too.
To be fair, without fault, the first comment on every video is, it's been 0 seconds with 6 views, bro fell off.
Talon Desert Raiders. So they hail, funnily enough, from the planet called Talon within the Segmentum Tempestus. Originally, Talon was this beautiful agri-world. And an agri-world, if you don't know what that is, it's like, what if you made a planet just for farming? It's all green and verdant, rolling hills. Think of the Sound of Music, but every single square foot of it is just like wheat or whatever, and flowers and plants. And then all good things... Any time this happens, this is a regular theme in Warhammer. Everything was fine and dandy and lovely. And then the Iron Warriors turned up and ruined everything because that's what they do. So the Iron Warriors during the Horus Heresy turned up. And no one really knew at first why, like, the entire Iron Warriors Legion was attacking this planet. It seemed a bit overkill considering it was like, this is a farming planet. I don't know. But during the big final push towards Terra, the Iron Warriors started laying siege to the planet. They virus bombed the hell out of it, killed all the plant life, forced all the inhabitants to get into like bunkers and shelter. Their wildlife died. The entire ecosystem died. Iron Warriors are terrible and they suck and they're big poo brains. And after the virus bombs subsided for a while, the people who were still alive went, oh, great, our entire like way of life is ruined. But we have got some tanks. So some Imperial relief efforts did help out. But what are the defining reasons why people like Talon in the community so much is because they just got into a, like, they waged the single largest tank battle ever. I think definitely in the Heresy, but I want to say ever, because the Iron Warriors already love their armor and tanks and stuff. Now you've got a bunch of mortal soldiers also fielding tanks, and they're just going at it, because if they go outside the safety of their tanks as the mortals, they're going to die from the resulting remaining virus bomb stuff, which sucks. So for months and months and months, they're fighting. The planet is already just a barren wasteland. The Imperial Fists, White Scars, and Iron Hands help in. They deploy a few units, but it's not like much. It's like fledgling forces of them. And they're basically going against the entirety of the Iron Warriors. And the Loyalists won because the Iron Warriors suck. Yay.
Because tanks don't care if you have power armor. It's a tank.
Yeah. Yeah.
In defense of the Iron Warriors.
Oh, yeah. Go on.
Okay, they were on a tight schedule and they had to go because, you know, we were sieging Terra and whatnot.
Mm.
So, and they were, this was like a personal interest kind of that they were assaulting.
I'm just imagining Perturabo now of like a clipboard just looking at someone going, quotas. Like, sorry, Dad. Don't hit me. He's got that really scary hammer now.
Perturabo is like a dead rat in the corner of a room. Like, you just can't ignore it and he ruins the mood.
Tell me, Eli, does that timetable unburn those tanks?
Yeah.
And to be fair to the Iron Warriors, the Talon and Loyalist forces had 10 million tanks. So that's Jesus a lot.
Christ.
That's
a lot. Talon did get reinforcements.
I think that's even worse that the Iron Warriors looked at that number and went, yeah, we can do that. We can handle that.
Well, again, if you consider like, they probably had like less than 100,000 as a legion entirely. They've already been a bit battle scarred. Even if they kill like 10 each, it's still like, we need to kill like 100 tanks each in order to win this.
I hold that's entirely on them. So at that point, learn to pick and choose your battles, you idiot.
Lutie McShooty also donated $1.99 reducing. When's the next slop stream? Looking at you, Colin.
Wait till I get drunk again.
I just like the idea that Lutie's sitting at the trough, just being like, slop, 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 slop.
Begging for Colin slop. Oh, I hate it.
Don't say it like that, Hal.
Maybe we'll get another Fortnite stream going.
Fortnite. God.
Yeah, we got the other Lore Crimes guys to download Fortnite soon.
We did.
Truly,
all
people,
will come to fruition.
The amount of crossover between people who love Talon and are begging for a Fortnite stream is the Venn diagram is almost overlapping.
Yeah,
completely.
But following this battle, the Talons basically became like the Chads of the Imperium for like mortal soldiers. So, we like beat an entire legion pretty much on our own. No big deal. Don't worry about it. But the only problem is, even though they've been like lauded as like, you're amazing guys, they've lost like millions of their people and they now live on a desert rock with pretty much no agriculture, no resources, no strategic value. It's just a dust bowl. Like, great. Cool. So once the Horus Heresy's over, the people of Talon are like, okay, well, it can't get any worse. And they start to adapt. They start to, you know, wear like desert, you know, attire to try and like stop the rays from the sun. Because I think they've got two suns, maybe. It might be like a Star Wars thing. I can't remember exactly off the top of my head. But they start to adapt. They've still got their tanks. They're still basically like, oh no, you've put another meme up, Eli. What's this?
I'm waiting to say something out of pocket at all moments. Yeah.
I'm going to pin that. But yeah, so basically, they've already been battered once. And then a few centuries later, chaos comes back because they're like, oh, by the way, the reason we were like attacking your like planet that seems to have no strategic value, there's a chaos artifact called the Cursus of Algaron beneath its surface. And it's like an Eldari, Fall of the Eldari thing. Doesn't matter, it's Eldar stuff. So then they get like battered again by chaos, but eventually drive them off again. They adapt to the harsh environment by learning to, you know, like grow crops in like certain areas. They mine these like underground tunnels. They live in caverns, but also in like biodomes. And then they try as much as they can to move underground so that the harsh environment up in the surface doesn't get to them too much. They have basically been like a stalwart regiment for a long time, because even though they don't have much, they're still revered as like the best tank fighters in the Imperium other than the Astartes, etc. So they're in high demand. They're always at the forefront of tank maneuvers. The Imperium loves a good Talon armored regiment at their disposal. And during the era Indomitus, they fought alongside Robert Gilliman himself during the Indomitus Crusade. And they've also been like regarded as like really good long range reconnaissance units. They like to use artillery as well as lightning strikes. So they're just like a really reliable, you put them in the thick of it, they'll see what's going on, they'll launch a strike assault, and then any other regiments can support them because they're going to be like the tip of the spear, and then everyone follows in their example. They like to use the M36 pattern las guns, plasma guns, missile launchers. They also wear these shemach scarves, which are like, they're used for like protecting them from like dust storms, but also from the glare of the sun. They'll like soak them in water to keep them cool. And these are basically like, I think the main inspiration for them is like Lawrence of Arabia or like the Mujahideen, because it's like, they've got like that, you know, the desert attire and like the curved like scimitars and stuff like that. And they're really cool. We got also another donation.
I say also Dune, because I think
they can do them a lot of Dune.
Yeah, like don't they suck the water out of the like dead raiders to store later?
Everything, yeah.
They do like have like they get water from the atmosphere by using these things to like draw the water from it. But like, yeah, it's like very Dune-ish.
A regiment walking around with a straw. It's the most
a lot of blue milk as well. We got this donation, by the way, from Reese Crean for $10 Edu, saying, using a super chat to let Colin know that my job let me name a line of adult products after Warhammer Fantasy characters like Teclis and Sigmar, and we still sell them.
Can you send a link to that Teclis one so I know where to avoid?
Why am I immediately picturing the guy who's like, it's the credit guy, he's like, I want that, and he slams it down. Give me that.
Actually, frick, the Talon literally have a Muad'Dib. At least I'm allergic.
Rescreen, truly praise Sigmar would be a great, like, praise Sigmar would be a great name.
give me that elven twink.
Well, we know what's going to be sponsoring Colin's next video. but yeah, there's not much else I want to discuss because I know Eli's got a lot, but I'll just say they like to award each other like tank battle badges when they do like good acts of bravery. When they're wounded, they get given medals called Medallions Crimson. After 5 years, if they don't get horribly killed, they get like silk sashes to show off how cool they are.
God, five
and
years.
Even like, yeah, nothing. And even like if you're a private or like a tanky, and then you've got like this sash, even if you're not like promoted to the rank of like sergeant or captain or whatever, everyone will respect you more than the sergeants and captains, because like that guy's pretty cool. And the color scheme, it doesn't matter. It just depends what materials they have at hand. And to this day, they're at the vanguard of some of the most dangerous campaigns, such as the Spinwood Forward campaign. And they're pretty damn cool, I think. And Eli, is there anything you wanted to add about Talon? I'm sure there's a bit.
Yes. Yeah. Andy stole half my lore, but it's okay. It's fine. There's a rare Halming in the chat, by the way. It's absolutely foul. It's that Innsmouth look, I guess.
I love that from last week. I can't remember what the original one was like. You got that Innsmouth vibe or something? Or
Oh my god, we could go for 30 minutes. I can't believe it.
Something about how it looks a bit fishy.
This is just chat lore at this point more than
I'm so ready to shed my mortal form and get right into that coil. Ocean.
Oh my gosh, okay. But
Jesus are welcome in your crimes.
Oh my gosh.
Truly my chin should be in line with my chest. A full neck. Oh. It's just neck.
Okay. Yeah, so Andy went over pretty much all of their 40k timeline.
Sorry, it was Innsmouth Riz. Thank you, DJ Beast. Innsmouth Riz.
Oh, but I have a lot of little nitty gritty Talon culture things to talk about. First of all, Talarn has basically nothing to offer but manpower, as it is a barren wasteland. Everyone lives underground in tunnels for the most part. There's gigantic tunnel highways and cities and stuff. So all they really give is regiments, but it means that they give a lot of regiments to the Imperium. Although they are very specialized, so they aren't sent to, they aren't just like sent out to random war zones. They're usually used as reconnaissance scouts and, forward forces, or anywhere where they need hit-and-run or guerrilla warfare type tactics. They are very good at tank warfare. As Andy said, they have the They surprise you with tanks somehow. They, as you like sprinting down the sand dunes, I guess, with tanks, and their Sentinel riders are actual ballers. They like skate down the sand dunes and can kick up sand behind them. $2 donation from Donkey USA. Thank you. Get in the Titan Shinji. Thank you for the Evangelion meme. Oh, so anyways, they do use long range last combat. Crimson Glory. More chat lore. Thank you. Hal is truly an Eldritch entity. That brain of his is
I have one specialty, world, and that's Warhammer knowledge. You can't use it anywhere else than this.
It's very... Man.
Pick your the Riz Membrancer, I gotta choose that, bro.
It was mentioned briefly a few months ago when we put the picture up from when we went to Warhammer Fest, and they were like, oh, it's nice they met the Riz Membrancer. I was like, I like
it. Innsmouth Riz is so good.
I'm looking very naked.
I actually might change like my steam name to that, because it's so good.
Oh my gosh.
Truly diabolical.
Okay, I'll send this meme later. I gotta talk about actual war. I gotta do my
job. I am at least
Harry
a five.
Valentine, what is that comment? Colin looking very naked mole rat today.
Fuck you. Oh my gosh, I am at least a five.
Oh my gosh, man.
You know what, Colin? In my opinion, you're a 5 out of 5.
Oh, yep. Thank you, Andy.
Yes, going with Dwarf Riz. Skinwalker, bro.
How else do you
I forgot the other regiments we're talking about already. I don't remember.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Anyways, let me go a little bit tism mode on the freaking Talarn Desert Raiders before we just talk about memes. Talarn is probably the most unique culture in 40K. It is very Fremen Dune like, kind of like. They're kind of a mix of Protestant, Catholic, and Muslim all at the same time. It's very cool. They have thousands of tribes all across Talarn, so their culture is extremely diverse because each tribe is different. Each tribe has a different possible language. They have different traditions, different theology, different cultures. The history is mostly delivered through vocal, through oral. There's not much writing. There's not much literacy upon Talarn. They do a lot of dancing as well. So pretty neat there, in my opinion.
I can imagine getting paper is difficult when you have no trees.
Yeah. But as I was saying, the large alliances are formed through all the tribe. Like hundreds of tribes can get together, dozens, hundreds, etc. Like the Bana. The Bana are one of the main tribes, containing multiple of them. But they have such vast differences in the people that they actually fight each other just as much as they fight the enemies of the Imperium. This does, however, make very good soldiers out of them, obviously, as they're constantly having holy wars against each other. But it does mean that if you put two regiments of different tribal alliances together, they're probably going to kill each other instead of killing the enemy. If you read the book Desert Raiders, it's a heart wrencher right there. It's a tearjerker, man. It's a good book. There's two different tribal alliances put together, and there's a lot of conflict, but I won't spoil it. Ludi McShooty, $5, thank you. Andy out here trying to curry in flavors with two Eldritch monsters, and Eli, and I'm here for it. I don't know if I read that right, Paul. I'm
Colin's joined me, apparently, an Eldritch entity.
Trying to
labeling.
Favors. I see.
Currying favor.
Yeah.
I've never heard that term.
Do you know currying favor?
No, I've never heard that.
It's me and the two Eldritch monsters and the king of the what was
it's
it?
It's like
the
trying to get in someone's good books.
Ah, all right.
Currying favor, chaos, like carrying favor or something.
But thank you. Talarn are illiterate. So a lot of them are illiterate. The generals and stuff generally speak the High language, High Talarn or whatever. I believe that's what it's called. Where a lot of the other people speak like kind of a low language. Commissars often want to learn the high language, as it is the nobility language, and there's war chants and hymns and songs singing in that language. Let's see. They are extremely prideful people, very, very hot-blooded, fiery people. So an insult on one's tribe or family or even self almost immediately leads to bloodshed and killing each other. But that's where the tribe known as the Hawadi come in. The Hawadi are mediators and scholars and teachers. They're a tribe of something like 84, I believe. And they come in and help the aggressors out, because in Talon culture, you pretty much never back down. Losing face to back down from a fight pretty much proves that you dug yourself too deep, and it is a great shame on you and your family and your tribe. So the Huati help dig themselves out of the hole. Two donations by Brian Isaacs. Thank you. Didn't Caiaphas Kane, not care for Talon Raiders? I'm not sure. I haven't read all the Kane books, unfortunately.
I can talk about this later, but he respected their ability, but he thought they were the most stuffy, boring, like, bricks in the universe. Yeah. It's like, God, none of you people know how to have fun.
They can be very serious, but they do actually, in their books, they have a very good sense of humor with each other. Crimson Glory, Talarn sounds like Jihad with big sandworm energy. Yeah. Yes. There's holy wars going on all the time, pretty
much.
The
Emperor literally is the Lisan Al-Ghaib.
Yep. He is the Abba Mushira to the Talarn Desert Raiders.
Indeed. He's someone who shouldn't have been in charge and caused a whole lot of people to die.
Really. The Talarn actually have very interesting...
I'm sorry,
interesting...
I can read Dune.
Oh my gosh. They have very interesting and in-depth theology. It's quite philosophical, actually. There are conflicts between each other, which I really enjoy. But one of the reasons why they're so hot-blooded is there's a saying, something like, knowledge given at the cradle is taken to the grave. So whatever is learned in the cradle is carried to the grave, and the first lesson learned by, say, a Banna tribe member is that the Abba Mushira is the supreme ruler of all. Service to him is absolute. And the second thing he learns is that the word of the oracle is absolute, for he carries the word of the emperor. The oracle's a very big issue on Talarn. And finally, the third thing that he learns is the reason why people kill each other so much. He must avenge any wrongs against his tribe, hate your tribe's enemies from the cradle to the grave. That is what they know. It is the absolute law of their lives, handed them alongside an imperative that rightly says they must remain loyal to the emperor. So they carry their blood feud with the same conviction that they must obey the emperor. Meaning, if you have two different tribes put together, killing each other and avenging your tribe's wrong is just as important as, worshipping the emperor. So they could no sooner disobey one imperative as they could the other, naturally. Now, back to the Oracle. The Oracle is the Lisan Al-Ghaib of Talarn, essentially. He's the biggest reasons for war. Back in the day, the two greatest tribal alliances, the Doraha and the Mikali, were very angry with one another, and they almost tore the planet apart with the civil war, but a Psyker brokered their truce, and in the honor of the Psyker, they made him the Oracle, which created a tradition of the people electing an astropath from the people to be the Oracle, who is the voice of the Emperor. Like, the Emperor speaks through him entirely. It is absolute. He is infallible. But he is just a man, and the Banna are very adamant on him being just a man, and he's not worshipped by him. But the Toranag tribe, which is another big tribe, disagree entirely. It's very similar to the Protestant-Catholic conflict, how, Protestants will hate on Catholics for praying to saints and praying to Mary, and they say, you worship the saints and you worship Mary, but then from the Catholic perspective, it's nothing like that at all. $2 Xenon donation, thank you. Don't the Talarn have lizard rough riders? Yes, they do, and I'll talk about that in bit. Yeah. They have old models as well, which is pretty neat. But anyways, when the Banna agreed to the creation of the Oracle, a lot of the tribes in that alliance left out of religious principle, and this formed the heart of the Turanag tribe. And they have been at each other's throats ever since. The Turanag absolutely hate the Oracle, and in fact, when a Banna was elected an Oracle, the Turanag assassinated him, which sparked a gigantic war so big that the Commissariat had to step in. And the Commissariat executed the leaders on both sides and told them to shape up. And on the outside they did, but on the inside there's still a lot of tribal fighting going on, unfortunately. After the Oracle assassinated, the Banna slaughtered entire tribes of the Turanag, so neither side is exactly the good guys. It's kind of similar to a lot of holy wars, obviously.
Is that why they were maybe a bit frosty with Caiaphas Kane? They're like, oh, fucking commissars. We don't like them.
Well, they were also, that regiment was being led by a commissar who thought Caiaphas Kane was a heretic, asshole, traitor.
Oh.
So.
Jeez. Buffoon.
Yeah. We got a foul donation from Kiglo Sonjir. Sorry. $1.99, thank you. So which regiment has sex with horses? Hashtag Bretonnia.
Probably be the Attilans.
Yeah. Yeah. Attilans are cruel, though. Don't be hating. Zeno, thank you for the $2. Talarn are best known for effing up Colin in Dawn of War. As good. We should play Dawn of War 2 sometime. The Elite mod has cool Talarn skins that I like to play.
God, we need that go so bad. I'm mm-hmm. actually mm-hmm. so excited to play more Dawn of War because I actually won for once.
<God. laughs>
And I
have only interested when he's
you have access to every other faction.
I will get the inevitable victory.
Sounds like salty tears.
Oh, we have Ludi Mashudi $4.99. Thank you. I got an actual lore question. Do Augrins adopt the regiment's lifestyle, or are they too dumb to understand cultural norms? I haven't read a book with an Augrin in it in a long time.
From what I've read in some books, it depends. Like, some Augrins can be a little bit smarter. I know, like, in the Mephiston book, there's randomly a bit where some of them they started, like, carving their own temple and then worshipping the emperor, and they had their own, like, mini priest. But I don't think they can go much further than that.
I think this is a supposition, just to point it out, but I reckon the problem with Ogryns in this particular regiment, if it's a tank-based regiment, that's a lot of real estate that you're wasting for him to be, like, loading, like, cannon shells inside an already confined space. I feel like Ogryns aren't a good mix in that regard.
Wow. Bob literally...
And maybe there's, like, a hydration thing. They need more water. I don't know. But
Bobby, the Ogryn's fatty trunk is too much for this tank.
Excuse me?
He's farted in the tank. It's horrible.
Get out of here.
We could have just a howl bingo, dude. Like,
so can we swap some of those me's out with Hal on the bingo card?
Gosh. You
never heard the term Ogryn fatty trunk or something?
Ugh.
Maybe kids aren't so brain rotted. Maybe we're no better than them.
No.
Honestly.
I've seen the stuff you guys have put and sent. You know what I mean? Your sense of humor is actually the same, but it's just a different.
Cell does love BBW. And if we be watching those Dragon Ball videos, I can't be hating on Skibbity Toilet, bro. Like,
I hate fat bitches.
I lied to you.
Like, everyone's freaking out in the chat about that comment.
Thank you, Kill Harry, for saying pancreas noris 3 times. 4 times. I think we get it.
anyone who's looking for a good YouTube brain rot subtype genre, I've just discovered the Dragon Ball voiceover, like, over-sexualized videos. And holy frick, they are funny. Oh my gosh. But anyways, we have a $5 in bloody shirt music. Thank you very much. Pretty sure the Talarn helped loose Taros to the Tau.
Taros is from Star Wars.
No, I vaguely know what you're talking about.
That's Taris, isn't it?
Yeah, sorry, I read it wrong. Where's I vaguely Taurus know what you're talking
about. No, Taris is in Knights of the Republic. That's the first point, I think.
It gets glassed.
Yeah, naughty Malak.
Oh my gosh, where the heck was that? Okay, so the Turanig, the Turanig theology that I personally really like, I think it's very well thought out. They believe that first of all, they hate Psykers, which is why they hate the Oracle. They believe the Oracle's just warp spawn corruption. But another reason why they hate the Oracle, okay, I'll read the donation and then I'm talking about this. And I'm like, Jesse, what the F are you talking about? Yeah, that's how half of our streams are broke. Thank you, Angry Homunculus, for the $2 European. So anyways, theology, great topic.
It's pounds.
In general. I said European dollars. It's close enough.
Bruh.
Pounds is how what I see on my scale every morning, bro. Whatever, man. Whatever you say. Yeah, okay, European. I'll believe it when I see it, buddy.
Bro, we're all speaking European language right now.
I'm speaking American.
This is Washington.
Jesus.
Canadian, eh?
You do spell color wrong.
Hey, we spell the English way, actually, in Canada. We
if it was spelled how it would be color.
But I still say Z because I haven't been completely mind-washed by the European overlords who believe in the word Zed. How insane is that?
If it's English, it's correct in England. Okay?
Yeah, you got a license to say that, buddy?
Don't need one.
I've got one right here. See?
Okay, Crimson Glory, thank you for the $5. I guess I lied. I'm still reading the chat. I need an answer. Do the Talarn have rules for SVS? Talarn don't even have rules anymore in the game because Warhammer sucks now. So, I mean, I don't know, bro. Unless you mean rules as in, like, regimental rules in the actual lore. I don't know. Let me look up what SVS are. I'm a pleb, I guess.
Playing Warhammer at the moment, to be fair, is quite... Like, it's someone who's, like, more into the edition recently. As in, like, playing it on tabletop. It's a lot easier to get into. But my God, is it...
Harry Ballantyne wants to kill us, bro. I think Andy is the only one I would not sentence to execution. I would simply not be capable of restraining Eli. Well, I appreciate the last part. I don't know why we're being executed for.
Bro, what do you mean? You're here every Friday. You're here.
Tom Warren says, American spelling is more efficient. So true, King. So true. Oh, my gosh. Okay, I want to talk about my favorite freaking part of the lore. The pre-work is still like... Okay, anyways. So what the Turnig believe in, their theology, the coolest part about them is that creating images of the Emperor denies his boundlessness. For how can an infinite omnipotent being be confined to an image? They see it as worship of the image and not the power. So as I said before, they also see psychers as vessels for corruption. To suggest that psychic power makes these individuals greater than others also suggests that they are closer to the Abba Abba Mushira, he who cannot be quantified or qualified. They become a point of definition, and you cannot have that in respect to the Emperor. I think that's pretty cool. Any theology in Warhammer is pretty neat, because they don't exactly go that far into it often. It's usually just corrupt ecclesiarch leaders. So seeing some actual like thought-out work put in, I guess it's old lore as well, which probably helps a lot. New lore don't really care as much, I guess, but it's nice. There are some crazy MFs, though, who they murder baby daughters and kill psyker children. You know, that's how it'd be sometimes. Crimson Glory, thank you for the $2. Howley 1776, English is ours now. So true, King.
My man
stole the language.
Nah. Well, to be fair, I've also got my license from the Emperor that just says I can do what I want. So.
Isn't it in America, most people aren't like they're not genetically like descended from the English. Most of it is Irish and German.
Sounds right.
That sounds about right. Yeah, my dad's has some German and Irish in him, so there you go. He's from America.
I mean, to be fair, we didn't exactly send our best in the beginning. My bad.
And then when you did, we kicked their asses.
Our best. I think they wanted India more because they didn't think they'd make more money from India than North America.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like cope.
Anything that bankrupts the French.
We could have stayed out of World War II.
Listen, we could have stayed out of World War One. We are all unified by our dislike of the French.
Exactly. True. Medieval France is cool. I won't deny that.
True. French history is actually very interesting.
Yeah. 100 Years War.
History.
Etc. Etc. I love you, Joan d'Arc. I love you. All right. Coolest woman in history by far. Anyways, what was I?
Why your mom? Okay. She's cool too.
My mom's
not an insult,
still alive,
genuinely. Bro, you can't say that. Bro, can't diss their mom with an earshot. They'll running dive slap you. Donkey Man USA, thank you, brother. He says independence from Britain is one of the most widely celebrated holidays in the world. True. Why did the Irish leave Ireland? It was like a small conflict, wasn't it, during the First World War, and then they didn't quite get.
And so many famines. So much famine.
There were a couple of perhaps slightly induced famines going on before that.
So much famine.
To be fair, Ireland might be reunited in our living sort of era. So it'd be very interesting.
I don't. Do we? Is this what we're getting into?
I'm not imposing any opinions on it. Just very. Just, I like history.
Okay. I'll keep talking about
the Talon have Irish accents.
Talon. We're like an hour in, bro.
We're not even done with one regiment.
Oh my gosh, my favorite woman is the one who pretended to be a man. Who, Mulan? Oh, Joan of Arc.
Do you want to tell us something, Harry?
Oh my gosh, Joan of Arc's awesome. I will take no Joan of Arc slander, but I'm gonna talk about Talar now, if I can freaking survive. Oh my gosh. So I'm just gonna go through some of their rituals and beliefs, because that's another cool part of them. Eli's into tomboys. You know what? There's nothing wrong with tomboys, bro, all right? Don't be a hater. Shout to be to fair, war, Eli's country was fan. Great at war crimes in World War One. That's right, baby. Thank you for the $4.99. Big Canada time. So the first, one of the most important rituals and traditions of Talarn is the the promise.
The comment. Zanna says in almost half the British Museum is Scottish. It's absolutely true.
Eli, you just got to start talking. Just
I know.
Keep
I'm sorry.
Going.
I'm sorry.
Just got a barrel.
Oh my gosh. So the promise of salt. The promise of salt is an important ritual that they do. They can do this with outsiders who are like commissars trying to get in. They do it with other people in places of authority. So individuals share salt in a showing of trust and vows. The one in power, such as the commissar, will take the salt pouch and pour it into the other's hand, and then the other slowly spills it onto the ground, and sometimes the other shares it down the line to another person in the chain of command, and this seals them as an oath. Next, they,
as long as the commissar doesn't say.
Andy cut out right when you cut out.
Andy is cutting out again. Oh no!
Andy went mute.
Andy, you're quiet. Well, Andy, we can't hear you.
We can read out these donations now. Tom Warren, thank you for the $2. Mark Twain also thought Joan of Arc was cool. Anger Homunculus, read after Talarn, Eli, fate exists. Yeah.
Sounds very thank ominous.
Thank you for the $2, fellas.
I have one thing for Talarn, but I never know if we're almost done or not.
I am. Oh yeah, I'm almost done. Do you want to save it till the end? Andy, you're right.
I'll save it.
Andy's
till the
in
end.
The void.
Eli, just commit. Go, okay, go, go.
Okay,
just commit.
All right. So next, they have ritual baths, and often in these ritual baths, they will tattoo each other's backs using needle and thread, and the thread is dyed in charcoal. Pretty gruesome, but also pretty cool. Random things like when they say 40, the number 40, they don't actually mean the number 40. 40 means too many to count. So if he's like, how many potatoes do you have? And you say 40, and that means there's too many potatoes to count. My brain's on island now. They spit at the ground to ward off evil spirits. Their battle cry is, "We war for the emperor, Aya." And kind of some Islamic type stuff here. When they pray, they sink to their knees and they face the east, their arms open to the sky to receive the emperor's blessing, and kissing the ground where they believe his feet to rest in absolute submission to his will. Very religious regiment, super cool. They believe in heaven, which there is one in 40k, surprisingly enough, which is paradise after death. And they believe speaking of the dead brings bad luck. Then they have good sense of humor, even in dark times. Except for the guys in the Sifus Kane books, apparently. So, onto their tactics, which you already more or less talked about. Like I said, they're desert fighters, guerrilla tactics, extremely fast. They're always moving, never pinning down. Kind of like the death from a thousand cuts type of way to do it. They're very good at outflanking and outmaneuvering the enemies. Their squads have a fair bit of autonomy, as you're going to be pretty far apart in a giant desert. The fact that they can navigate a giant desert is already extremely impressive, as like if you get lost in the Sahara Desert, you're just dead in real life. So these guys are pretty cool, if you ask me. I talked about how their Sentinel pilots are actual ballers. Now they're Rough Riders, the Lizard Rough Riders, which they ride these things called Mukali, which are big Xenos beasts imported from Goro Prime. They're not extremely fast as cavalry. They're not overly brave or ferocious, but they're very strong, and they can carry a lot of supplies, which when you're fighting in the desert, supplies is probably your number one. It is your number one most important thing to deal with, and getting your troops water is the biggest issue, the biggest, hardest thing to do. So they also recycle a lot of water, obviously, through sweat and the atmosphere, etc. These Mukali have flat, soft feet, allowing them to run across the desert for a long, long time. And they can go for days on end, needing pretty much no food or water, which means you can kind of adopt the, like, first stages of man, how we can run for long distances and animals can't run for as long, so we can outpace things and outmaneuver things. So these Mukali can outmaneuver the enemy as they can run for days, and you wouldn't expect your enemy to be going for days straight. So pretty nice. They're gentle giants. They're nice little guys. Worst case scenario, if you get stranded in the desert, there is a lot of meat to eat. It's tough, but it's how it is. But yeah, they're mainly used for their endurance and their carrying capacity, and they have cool models. So yeah. I have one character that I can talk about, Captain Al-Rahim. He's the freaking actual goat, actual baller. He's, Lawrence of Arabia, maybe? I'm not sure. I haven't actually seen that movie, so maybe he's based off of him, maybe he's not. But he's wily and daring, commander of the Imperial Guard. He's a freaking devil of a dude. He's captain of the 3rd Desert Tigers Regiment, but he doesn't care for his position, and he will often lead from the front and go off on super dangerous, you know, super co-op missions. And he leaves the captaincy and the command to his lessers that he trusts, because he doesn't have time for that. He's got to go blow things up because he's an actual G. He knows the desert like nobody else, obviously. Freaking death by a thousand cuts, like I said before, that's the Desert Tiger's thing. He once outsmarted an Eldar Autark. Sorry, Eldar bros. What are the odds of that happening? Pretty low, but, you know, it's GW and Eldar lose, so. But he's extremely patient.
It is what it is.
He will do whatever he needs to win. Against the Battle of the Autark, him and his men trekked across an entire continent to outflank the Eldar, because there was like a giant ravine or something that they just assumed nobody could go over. So they walked all the way around it. And, you know, Eldar Autark came back with a head on his spike. So, you know, he's a very charismatic man, cool and calm as always. He's the same sipping tea on a paradise world as he is under egregious amounts of fire. So, yeah, he's very cool. He also has the sword of, do I have the name of it here? Maybe I don't, but he has a fancy sword. It caused instant death on the tabletop back when he had a model that you could play in the game. Thank you, GW, for making Warhammer more and more fun every edition. But he's cool. That's all I have to say, I think.
Colin, what was your thing to
the last thing I had the only thing I'd add was that there's a small but noticeable subsect of the Talon Desert Raiders that worship Caiaphas Kane as a living saint after they saw him take down a demon princess in single hand combat.
That's pretty cool. Pretty much is at this point.
Yeah. To be fair, Jurgen was next to him and he's a blank, so definitely helped, but
yeah,
still more than most people could do, I would wager.
Also, Al-Rahim was thought to be dead, but there was reports seeing him on some other random planet somewhere else in 40K, I believe. So now I'm actually done. Andy, how we?
I think. Oh no!
And he's gone. So that's how we're doing.
Andy's here to talk about the Catachan jungle fighters. I'll summarize them really quick because
it's permanently.
Guess I'll die. Guess I'll die. That's also sad. Okay, well, maybe we can combine forces and talk about a little bit of Catachan, and then we'll go into expert Catachan stuff next time. Thank you, Joseph Pollard, for the $5.
I have some Catachan knowledge in my head.
Yeah, if you
want to. We will be, for people listening, we will cut this bit in the middle here.
Andy, do you mind if I start talking about Catachan? We can't even see you. This is problematic.
I think you have to go for it.
Is it Catachan or Catachan?
Oh, he's back. All right, we got a thumbs up. Go for it. All right.
We got a thumb up.
Yes, the show will go on.
So, Catachan.
Catachan.
No.
Chat, which one is it?
You can tell. You can vote however you want. I'm going to say it, Catachan.
Bro, do you not hear this imperial dialect I'm speaking constantly? Anyway, this it is British. It sounds like Catachan.
To me, it sounds like whatever it wants. I'm saying Catachan.
Bruh.
This is not a democracy.
It's Catachan. And me and Annie like were Jackie saying Chan.
We prefer Catachan, so I know he's got my back on this one.
I do have more memes to post from DJ Beast, to be fair.
Catachan, I'm just going to start going.
Yep.
It was when it was first colonized, you know, way back in the Dark Age technology, you look at the planet, blue and green, looks like a lovely little Earth planet. Then their ship, you know, had some things went wrong. The engines, kind of shit the bed and they crashed. And then once they landed on Catachan, they were like, damn, this place actually is the worst. This is a horrendous place to live. The jungle is alive and actively hates you. Everything in the jungle actively hates you. No one wants you here. The Catachan doesn't want you here. It wants you gone. Old lore, you could even take some of the animals on Catachan in a Tyranid army, which has been done away with, but it kind of hinted that maybe, Catachan might not be that way naturally. That's also kind of been moved away from, so that's probably no longer the case. That was early Warhammer goofiness, which was more interesting than what we have now, but that's a different argument. But there's a whole lot of horrible things on Catachan. There are some of my favorites. I have these written down. There's the Catachan man trap and the Venus man trap, which are both different variations of a Venus fly trap, just huge. There's where's my favorite one? Where is it? There's the strangle plant.
Jesus.
It doesn't actually strangle you, though. It just traps you until you dehydrate to death. There's the vein worms, which numb the region they bite so you don't feel it. Then they lay eggs in your bloodstream.
Oh my gosh.
Yuck.
What else? There's probably... And the barking toad from TTS Acclaim, where it explodes and blows up through sealed power armor.
I'm pretty sure they have a mosquito that's literally like the size of a helicopter or something.
They probably do.
Oh, we do have a... donations. I mean, I'll go back and read the one that we were dead for. From Bloody Shirt Music for the $5. Taylor and also have good friendship with the Craft World. I thought we mentioned, but maybe we didn't. It was, Beeltan and the Desert Raiders and the Iron Warriors are fighting because the Iron Warriors came back after the heresy to get the curses of whatever it's called, the relic. Beeltan eventually was like, maybe we should team up with these guys instead of killing all of them. So they teamed up with the Talon Desert Raiders. Oh, Colin's going
to
die.
Oh, no, I just need to grab my insulin pump. Blood sugar's going a bit too high.
Curious. It's not we're losing anymore.
We're losing anyways,
so Beeltan teams up with the Desert Raiders, and they fight off the Iron Warriors, and then they bury the relic to be entombed forever. Then Xenon, thank you for the $5 European. It says Hal's favorite chapter is in fact dropping like Hal's favorite chapter is in fact named after the great Colonel Iron Hand Straken. Trust me, fam.
Iron Hands, truly. I'm gonna say something truly unutterable again, which is my man Straken's cum gutters, isn't it? The level of ab definition.
Good lord.
They called it in Rick and Morty. Truly an abomination amongst
Xenon, thank you. $10. $10 European. That's like $1 million Canadian. Thank you very much. We've run into Scorpion Society. This is a classic quote. We've run into Scorpion Society's battle tanks. 3 men died from eye rot last week, and I sweated enough to fill a lake. Emperor, help me. I love this place. It's just like home. From the Catachan. Yeah. Anonymous.
The real hardy folk. Mm-hmm. Necessarily so, because they have a 75% mortality rate by the time they reach adulthood.
Yeah.
It sucks on Catachan. But the upside of that is that you have an army of people that can stare down a Chaos Space Marine and without exaggeration say they had to fight worse as a kid. So, yeah, Catachan sucks, but it makes real good soldiers.
That does remind me of the, I don't know if you're gonna mention it, the Night Lords when they attacked. Do you know that part? The Night Lords had a warband that attacked on the planet, And when they landed, they realized they'd messed up. And they literally, because they thought they were going to like ruin this regiment for the Imperium. And it turns out like the planet is literal hellhole. So the meme of like, I'm not stuck in here with you, you're stuck in here with me. And then the Night Lords got terrified of Katakan.
That's not even the only time that happens. I'll get to that a little bit later. I could not find when I was looking to make my own video for them. I couldn't find when they were rediscovered. What happened?
We got one second of Andy on the guitar.
Oh.
Serenade us, Andy.
Rolf, thank you. If Sly Marbo fought Gotrek, who would win? I mean, I'm going to give it to Gotrek, but you know.
Black hole forms, bro. It's critical mass of plot armor.
Universe implodes. But yeah, once the Imperium eventually realized, damn, these people are kind of kick ass. We should probably start putting them in the guard. They like flamethrowers. They have a whole lot of machetes. Both, you know, they're very good tools for dealing with the jungle. And as it turns out, flamethrowers are pretty great at lighting things that aren't plants on fire, too. So they make a lot of use of that in their tactics. Guerrilla warfare, stuff like that. They'll stab you, disappear into the jungle. And then when you go to follow them, either they kill you or the jungle does, because this place sucks. they usually, you know, they don't really play well with other guard regiments, to the point, like, they call Cadians, like, they view them as, like, children, like, oh, you had to watch the Eye of Terror? How bad. We live on Katakan. Which, given what happens in the Great Rift, there might actually be some weight to that, complaint. But... They don't like other guard regiments. They feel like you know how Angron in the Horus Heresy had that big old rant to Gilliman, like, you courage and honor, and you, of course you did. You had it all easy. That's Katakan to every other guard regiment. They're like, you had it so easy. We live on this awful hellhole of a planet. I don't care what you're dealing with. It is nothing like our lives. but yeah, it sucks. Let's see. They also tend to blow up commissars. Commissars assigned to Katakan regiments tend to have accidents, with the exception of a gentleman named Colonel Grease, who took command of the Katakan second when the last one came down with a case of grenade in his tent when no one was looking.
Truly a Dark Angels vibe with that.
he led from the front, was a proper regimental guy. They liked Mr. Grease. Only kind of related, Colonel Grease also had an Ogryn bodyguard named Nork.
Jesus.
I love that.
I love you, Nork. I love you.
He's so real for that. But yeah, Katakan, the planet, it also has higher gravity than Earth, so their soldiers are, because GW doesn't understand how gravity works, they're taller and stronger and stuff than the average human. They should be like dwarves, but they're
shorter,
not.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's whatever. It's Warhammer. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
But all their every single citizen's like shoulders are literally boulders, man.
Oh yeah,
they're all jacked.
They like other guards been nicknamed Katakan soldiers mini Ogryn because they're just so jacked and huge.
We have two donations. Stealthy 47, $2 says Katakan Muscle Mommy. Shoot, I have a broom. I'm shooing you back into the corner.
Yes.
Thank you for the $2. Tom Warren, $2. Sly Marbro and Gartrick team up to kill everything. That sounds right.
The high fleets just implode. Andy has a book. He's gone.
He's assembling the illegal explosives.
Bro, how did he get smarter? Did he put a little suit on? My God. Oh, see, is that his death note? But the creators of Riverside in there. That's our editing software for people who are listening.
He's putting our names in it.
True.
They kind of just do that for all time, be jungle fighters who are absurdly strong and crap. For some, you know, some of their characters, where do I have them listed down? There's Iron Hand Strachan, who Epic. Was eaten in half by a land shark, and he punched it to death, snuck up on an Eldar army after that, and had killed them all. So, you know, this is the baseline for a Katakan special character. There's Sergeant Harker, whose lore I'm pretty sure starts and ends with he can carry a heavy bolter all by himself.
He's the toughest MF in the freaking galaxy. Yeah. That's what he is.
That's his lore. He's really tough.
His heavy bolter is named Payback. And a regular bolt gun would, you know, break your arm if you used it. Take a heavy bolter. Freaking, they call him Stone Tooth. Sorry, I was originally going to talk about him. So,
oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to.
That's fine. Nuts. It's fine. It's fine. I don't have that much on him, but they call him Stone Tooth Harker. And they have a lot of crazy stories about him. Like, he chews glass instead of tobacco, and he places his hand in a searing flames without blinking. And that the worst pain imaginable is a slight irritation to Mr. Living Legend Harker. He leads the squad of Catachan Devils and is a very good problem solver. His picture wouldn't make him look that smart, but he's actually quite smart. He can solve most problems, though, with nothing but pure muscle and payback. So it works out pretty well. Oh, he's got the old Catachan cunning and field craft. He's an actual myth, and I'm pretty sure, his story, he 1v1'd a Tyranid Ravener unarmed and broke its neck and then killed the rest of the brood with payback. Pretty freaking insane. Yeah. All the Catachan characters are They're actual insane. G's.
Do you want to talk about Sly Marbo, or should I?
He arrives.
He's Sly Marbo. First of all, Sly as in Sylvester, Sly. Marbo as in Rambo. This is just Sylvester Stallone.
Oh my gosh!
You know Rocky, man.
Some people don't even know if he's real. Some people think he's like an imperial saint or a freaking demon or something. He is. He's the one man army of Warhammer. He is the Marbo, freaking Arnold Schwarzenegger versus Predator, etc., etc. Master of stealth and survival and combat. One time his squad got captured by Dark Eldar, so he walked right in to the Dark Eldar's place, killed the Archon, and freed his buddies. His like origin story is that his squad got killed by orcs.
His brothers. He had nine brothers.
My gosh. His squad were in the forest, they all got killed by orcs, so then he went Arnold Schwarzenegger from Predator style and prepped himself. He went back in there, killed the war boss by himself, and brought his head out. Easy, I guess.
He also, there's a lore blurb where the entire thing is classified, but he blew up a Warlord Titan, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah,
it was just him. He blew it up.
Yep.
My man would have no problems with Eldar Childlike Vulcan.
Oh, he didn't only kill the Archon. He came out of the Archon's place like on a pile of Dark Eldar corpses. Yeah. Like, one Dark Eldar could probably 1v5 regular guardsmen. It's like, an Archon is, you know, it would kill half the Imperial characters in the lore.
And he's just getting fancier the more we go on. It's just notice, haven't you?
He's got a pipe.
My man has a pipe.
Jesus. Strecken, whilst being patched up, was throwing grenades with his remaining hand and yelling, "What a G." Very true. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Xenon.
Thank you. I think the bigger your knife is on Catachan, the more important you are. I think that's a thing.
They're like orcs.
And when one dies, they like go stick their knife in a field and like tie their band around it.
Aren't the knives pretty, like, they're sought after, aren't they? Like, the Catachan knives, they're quite special. And so a lot of people, particularly, is it orcs? Orcs look for, or is it someone else? I think it's orcs who, like, they try and get and trade or, like, take Catachan knives because they fit orcs.
Probably, yeah. Those, I mean, they have massive machetes. Commando. Orc commando. Ah. Yeah, that adds up. They're the orc version of Catachan, so that makes sense. They try and steal the human knives. Are there any more special characters I'm not thinking of? I'm gonna be real.
There's like new ones, but I don't read the new lore very much.
All right, fair enough.
There was a newer book as well. It's one where the one has like they have like miniature power fists on the front of it. I can't remember the name of the book as well, though.
Eli Angry the Monkey Captain Catachan. The sword you couldn't remember was called Claw of the Desert Tiger.
Thank you, Angry Lumagus, for the $5 European dollars.
We do also more memes in the chat from TV. If we do also, I think me and Colin, we might have also picked out a smaller regiment to sort of, if we're finished with Kashchan.
There's one more, just that gotta talk about did in the Great Rift when that happened. So when Cadia fell, a whole bunch of regiments just fled to Catacan to be refugees. And the Catacan didn't really have an issue with them coming there, but they said none of them could land on the planet because if they did, they would just die. except for one, the Tuloshan Grey Raiders, I believe they were. Tuloshan Grey Company, pardon me. So they impressed Catacan enough. They're like, yeah, you guys can land. And then it turns out they were all traitor guardsmen whose home planet only fell because they summoned demons on it. And then now Catacan was getting invaded. And then all of the Tuloshans died. They landed on the planet. They summoned demons. And then the jungle ate them. Like they would, the Catacan soldiers would fight them. And then they would, the Catacan would disappear. And then they'd chase them, and then a bloodthirster would get eaten, would get strangle-vined. Which is, I was saying, like, maybe they have something to say in Katie and start to have it a little bit easy, because the same thing happened to them. And they just were like, yeah, we'll handle it. And then they handled it.
Pandora is a good book.
Yeah. By the time the Indominus Crusade rolled around to Catacan, there was no more chaos left.
Easy.
The jungle ate everything.
Jesus Christ. Truly the Chicago of of Flora Planet. Jesus.
It does bring me great pain to say that while the Catacan jungle fighters do have viable models, they're not only some of the most hideous models in all of Warhammer.
I think it's awesome.
But their rules suck.
Yeah, they don't even have rules anymore.
They get scout. You can deploy them farther ahead.
Wonderful.
That's it.
I love new Warhammer.
They're also guardsmen whose whole thing is getting a bonus on the charge. If you're charging as guardsmen, you have failed. you are playing them wrong. You need a different army.
Yeah,
truly. I think you're gonna get good rules when they're good models. That's the way it goes.
So never.
Andy's got the VTuber get up going now.
This is my theory though. They're never gonna give Catacan new models because they're one of the last holdouts of when Warhammer was goofy.
Yeah.
So the
orcs exist, to be fair.
Yeah, but the orcs
look goofy though. They're just
they look goofy, but like it's only the orcs that are allowed to keep that spirit going. Everyone else needs to be melodramatic now.
Yeah, the Catacans have the nice, like, Play-Doh face look. That's the...
Yeah, the Catacan has that Innsmouth Riz.
Truly.
I think that's really about it for Catacan. You don't need to know a lot about Catacan. Like, 5 minutes of understanding Catacan is really all you need.
Fair enough.
They're very simple, but they're very fun.
Sylvester Stallone.
Basically. Andy, have I done good? Yeah,
he does. That's a thumbs up for audio listeners there.
Read all of their lore. Never, ever, ever, ever play and buy their models.
Or do.
Except for Slime Arbo. Because he got an update.
I like the old models.
I also like the guy who... Oh, pardon me.
Go ahead.
It's that... I don't remember his name, but it's the... He's a... Like, he's clearly the sergeant from Predator.
Oh, yeah.
And or Sergeant Johnson.
Yeah, he is just Sergeant Johnson.
Avery
awesome Johnson.
Yeah, I'm gonna see if I can't.
He's one of those like $50 guardsman models.
And my Google Chrome just crashed, so I guess I will not be looking up that man's name because when I went to do it, it broke.
Oh no, we're not gonna lose another member of Null Cries.
No, I've got
Carl Weathers. Is that that's the actor?
Yeah, no, yeah, it's Carl Weathers. That's the actor.
His model's right here.
Speaking of that, there, does it, we have any other, was there like another favorite regiment column as well? Or do you want me to go straight into my one?
Go into yours.
Oh, well, I've got one that is kind of not really seen since the Horrors like Heresy much, but I found out they do still technically exist. And this is the regiment called the Lucifer Blacks. Lucifer Blacks are quite cool because during the Horrors Heresy, they were kind of a mix of regular frontline troops, but also they dealt with espionage and security in a lot of ways. They were often seen as like the absolute elite of the elite. Like, think of all the normal guard regiments of today. They're very much just, you're just soldiers. That's kind of what you're expected to do. Whereas the Lucifer Blacks were a bit more than that. They were like an organization that went alongside Legion fleets, and they sort of acted as, I think particularly they're often in like Alpha Legion books as well. And they were extremely effective. There's a bit where that annoying character called John Grammaticus, one of the perpetuals. This guy is old. He's a psych. He's got powers beyond belief, and he almost loses to like just one Lucifer Black guy. Like, he almost gets taken down by just one of them because they're just so good. They often wear like really like sharp, neat uniform. They're very much what's kind of almost like, weirdly enough, it's a massive departure from what is like modern regiments, where like they're almost an extreme cultural thing taken to the other end. This one's very much like, oh, this could be an elite operative unit kind of anywhere. And after the Horus Heresy, they kind of went massively downhill. They got absolutely downgraded because they had earned such renown during the Great Crusade and Horus Heresy. Oh no, more memes in the chat, people.
Well, and he got the Colin Data. What the fuck? Why am I getting it straight?
Dante with the donation says, did Andy unlock the Fortnite season pass, or is he preparing to receive visits from women of dubious reputation?
Both, truly. Perhaps.
He truly got the Lord Christ battle pass.
Data went on his wrist fine.
The Lucifer Blacks, after the Great Crusade and Horus Heresy, they'd earned such renown. They were essentially the best of what normal humans could be. And because of that, they were often like allowed to like guard places, particularly on Terra as well, alongside other regiments. And this meant that people then were more concerned with getting their, you know, my second son or my favorite child into the Lucifer Blacks. So over time, they became more of like a pageant, like a sort of shadow of themselves, because they were essentially filled with, over time, like degrading levels of recruits, to the point where I think it's M32, when the War of the Beasts began, they were massively seen as like, oh, you know, look at our glorious past, but they hadn't done anything in a hot minute, and they were kind of like an embarrassment. But with the massive like war and the War of the Beasts threatening, they kind of re-emerged, and they sort of, like, the people who were the Lucifer Blacks at the time basically went, we know we ain't hot shit right now, but we could be. Give us another chance, Imperials. They fought alongside the Imperial Fist, like, fight, you know, Last War Protocol, and they sort of managed to reestablish themselves like a sort of serious legion, a serious regiment, and now they are essentially reestablished back to like, their former strength, and they now fight as a modern regiment to today. I don't think I've seen, like, I mean, I have to look up what their visuals are, but they are known for like being pretty clean cut, and they're not as wacky as some of the other regiments. But I do like them simply for the fact that they pretty much at one point were like, seeing the Lucifer Blacks was just as threatening as fighting sort of Astartes at some point, because they were like, oh god, we are gonna die. Just like, it's not like, oh, you know, the Kashan jungle fighters, you know, they're great individual, but this is a regiment that's actually going to like destroy us.
You call it ambience right now.
Pardon me, the dogs are going a bit off.
That's just one of like my little, that's one of the little spicy regiments here. Again, like in future episodes, we're going to talk about, I think the more bigger ones, we'll try and give a bit more of a full episode two.
this is so mean. This is such a mean meme. I'm still
people
sending
are
it,
so but... mean in the chat.
I'm here. Still sending it.
But we again, gosh. Like the Cadians need their own episode, to be fair, because Cadian.
Oh man.
please stop commenting about things in jars. Please stop commenting about things in jars, please. For all the poor audio listeners out here who don't see the absolute heinous. Does anyone want to read out some of the more heinous comments that we're receiving at the moment?
Somebody said, "Is Colin? Did Colin just get back from rehab?" Somebody,
Jesus.
Then somebody said, "Colin's not cool enough for rehab."
You know, I have a perfectly normal social life outside of this fucking channel. I hope you know.
Jesus Christ. In quotes by Jack Dore. doors for the jar.
Yeah.
I'm disgusted. I think that's kind of like, that's our, is that, I think for now, that's like our first sort of foray into guard regiments. Like, there's like, there's just so many of them, but we'll probably be splitting them up into a few different episodes as well. Anyone else wanted to add anything more to the name or jar comments?
We got time for like 2 Fortnite games, bro. I'm just saying.
Bro. This is actually going out on Spotify. We need to have a serious.
That'd be a very funny thing.
That's going to matter.
What is it? Someone said, who the hell just typed, isn't Colin the tallest amongst us? Absolutely not. No. This Andy's is Andy's holding up a notepad here saying this is a successful stream, zero faults for everyone who's just an audio listener. We're having, again, never before seen technical issues on Law Crime Stream.
I hope you're reading Super Andy. I love you.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Anything on Elysian drop troops, they'll get their own episode. We don't want to talk about too many. I like the Maccabi and Janissaries. They're cool. But
the cannon fodder when Harlequins visited, because Stody's got the guard treatment. Yeah, they did. Yeah. Thank you, Stealthy 47.
The author messed that up.
No, he didn't.
But nope. I'm fine with him. I'm fine with saying he didn't.
It was on purpose. Custodian L, Harlequin better.
Truly.
One of those two factions has a god that's still kicking about, not stuck to a chair, and it's not the Custodians.
Technically, the Star Child is still around.
The Star Child, that whole thing got undone.
No, it's canon now. Do you know what End of the Death?
The End of the Death.
Bro, okay, we're not going to do it too much now, but the End of Death proves that the Emperor's, like, the godlike power part of the Emperor, the bit, like, that empowers saints and miracles.
Yeah.
That there's a piece of the Emperor, like, he cut off from himself, and it's in the warp, and that's called the Star Child. So it came back around.
I hate that kind of stuff.
I like it. It's actually really good.
I actually really like it.
Yeah.
Why can't he just be one guy?
Because it explains the Emperor's like the mortal being on the throne, like the undead / human corpse thing. And then the actual godlike power, there's an actual entity. Like, you know how Slaanesh was bubbling up into something? Essentially is something like that. Like, they're about to create, humans are about to create our own version of Slaanesh, but it's the Emperor.
I prefer the older version where it's just one of the many fragments of his soul that's split over the 10k years on the throne.
It's described like that. But again, I'm not doing it justice. It's hard to. It's not like a 2-minute conversation. we have more donations here. Drunken Cow 13. I think Andy has the sickest drip of all of us. True. My fashion sense doesn't. I'm like halfway to the man he has for fashion sense. Joseph Pollard, great stream. We got to see the drip in the men's.
Andy's UNSC tattoo makes mine look like a fucking.
Yeah, we've all got some, so you know, we're all jeez, like pretty, you know, covered up.
Lose the shorts.
And we will not be removing clothing. Thank you everyone so much for listening and watching though. And especially for the donations that came throughout. Truly diabolical start to this stream. Truly diabolical. Thank you for the donations, really appreciate it. And thanks
to us scalopathically.
thank you, Crimson Glory, brother. Thank you so much. Next week is, I think, a tier list or possibly a quiz. We haven't decided yet.
A video game stream.
Oh, might be doing some gaming streams in the meantime. Thank you guys so much for listening. We should always say at the beginning, like and subscribe and stuff. We should always say at the beginning. We should beg on our knees for it at the beginning. But thank you guys who listened so far. That was some Imperial Guard lore, and we'll catch you on the next one. Peace.
Bye-bye.
Thank you so much. Was
about to make me have another Dreadnought moment. Goodbye, everyone. Fortnite. Thank you for coming.
Fortnite.
Truly the Innsmouth Riz.